here's a story from The World.
It took a few days of counting to get to where we are in the presidential race, but the results in another contest came in right away on election night itself. Sarah McBride easily won her race in Delaware, and with that win, McBride becomes the first openly transgender person elected to any state senate in the U.S. As The World's Bianca Hillier reports, her victory follows a global trend.
With Sarah McBride's historic win came international attention.
American riyasat aur Delaware se Democrat umidwar Sarah McBride
apni Sarah McBride yes sin duda
America lo LGBTQ hakula udyamakarani pramukha nyayavadi Sarah McBride.
McBride, a fierce LGBTQ advocate who interned at the White House during the Obama years, is now the highest ranking transgender elected official in America.
First off, I just want to start with a couple of thank yous.
In a post-win speech at a restaurant next to a busy road, she had a message for queer youth.
That our democracy is big enough for them too. That their voices matter. And that change is always possible.
Listening into those remarks from New Zealand was Labour MP Louisa Wall. She's a trailblazing LGBTQ advocate who led her country's campaign to legalize same-sex marriage.
I'm so incredibly proud of Sarah McBride in Delaware. I'm beaming for her. It's a wonderful achievement.
An achievement that Wall knows isn't happening in isolation. In the U.S. alone, the number of out LGBTQ elected officials has doubled in the past 4 years. This week, queer candidates from coast to coast added to those gains.
Hi, I'm Marie Turner. My pronouns are she and they.
Is Democrat Richie Torres.
My name is Michelle Rayner Coolsby.
I'm State Representative Chevron Jones.
And Jabari Brisport.
I'm Mondaire Jones.
Taylor Small here.
My name is Kim Jackson, and I'm running for Senate District 41.
They all won. New Zealand's Louisa Wall says,
these are significant things, and it's not a domain anymore just for white men. And I'll just cut to the chase, because that has historically been who gets to govern us around the world.
Not anymore. Last month, Wall herself was part of history when New Zealand's parliament broke a record.
New Zealand is the most rainbow, gayest, queerest parliament in the world. So I'm really proud to be a Kiwi.
About 10% of the Kiwi parliament is now openly LGBTQ. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern also brought Grant Robertson on as her right-hand man. He's the first openly gay man to ever serve as deputy prime minister. Louisa Wall says these gains being made in New Zealand are a step in the right direction for everyone.
The more of us there are around the world, the greater our voice will be to ensure, as a first principle, we have global homosexual law reform. We're fighting for intersex rights, for trans rights, to end conversion therapy, you know, social and health services, for affirmation surgery. Those challenges are about being full citizens.
In strong agreement with that is Ruben Gonzalez.
I feel really good.
Gonzalez is vice president of the LGBTQ Victory Institute, based here in the U.S. It's an organization helping queer and trans leaders get elected around the world. He's seen this international snowball effect taking place firsthand.
We've been able to take our lessons from United States candidates that have been successful and apply those to teach how to run for office more effectively as an out trans person or as an out gender non-binary person in places like Latin America, the Caribbean, South Africa, and other places that we're working. And we have seen some success there as well.
For example, he said, last year, the city of Bogota elected Claudia Lopez as mayor. She's the first woman and the first openly gay person to lead the city.
Hoy por fin ganamos!
The queer community also saw a watershed moment in Belgium last month when the country elected Petra de Sutter, a transgender woman, as their deputy prime minister. She's now the highest-ranking transgender leader in the world. Notably, de Sutter's gender identity was hardly mentioned in Europe's post-election headlines, which LGBTQ advocates are taking as a win. De Sutter tweeted, I'm proud that in Belgium and in most of Europe, your gender identity does not define you as a person and is a non-issue. I hope that my appointment as minister and deputy PM can trigger the debate in countries where this is not yet the case. Ruben Gonzalez says she's absolutely right. The realities of running for office as a queer candidate are very different in different countries. Gonzalez says the attacks over the past year on trans candidates were more frequent and uglier than ever before. But no matter where these politicians are based, there is a shared experience among them as candidates.
This common thread of courage you know, it takes an incredible amount of courage to be a transgender person and be out and running for office, especially in a place where the government and the police may not protect your physical safety while you're running for office.
For that matter, Gonzalez says connecting queer politicians around the world is a vital step for getting more LGBTQ people on the ballot. As Sarah McBride in Delaware says, their dreams and identities are not mutually exclusive. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.